Russia's president makes another move. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's a step taken just a short time ago after the White House described what's happening in eastern Ukraine as a Russian invasion. Fox's Simon Owen is following this live.
Lisa, Vladimir Putin has secured permission from Russia's parliament to use military force overseas. His request was quickly approved unanimously by lawmakers, formalizing Russia's sending of troops to two regions in eastern Ukraine, which Putin has recognized as independent republics. At a news conference, Putin said the best decision Ukraine could take now would be to renounce its ambitions of joining NATO. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. President Biden plans to speak an hour from now about Russia after an initial round of sanctions on the two separatist regions of Ukraine last night. The three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia have been found guilty again today. Fox's Eben Brown has this live.
Yeah, Lisa, the federal court in Brunswick, Georgia now says those three men already sentenced to life by a state judge for the murder of jogger Ahmaud Arbery are now guilty of both federal hate and firearms crimes. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says it only happened because Arbery's family rejected the idea of a plea deal.
I told the DOJ that yes, they were prosecutors, but one thing they didn't have, they didn't have a son that was lying in a cold grave.
Come on. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and neighbor William Bryan were found to have been motivated by racial hate when killing Arbery and using a firearm to do it. Lisa?
Eben, closing arguments at the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. A prosecutor telling that jury it was a crime for the officers to choose to do nothing as Floyd pleaded for air and then went silent under the knee of Officer Derek Chauvin. The defense has largely blamed training. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
For the first time in months, fewer encounters reported along the southern U.S. border.
Encounters of illegal immigrants along the U.S.-Mexican border in January saw the first month-to-month decline in numbers since September. That from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, with almost 154,000 illegals being encountered, down from almost 180,000 in December. The U.S. Border Patrol reported more than 1.6 million encounters of people crossing into the U.S. illegally last fiscal year, the highest annual total ever, with a staggering number of fentanyl seizures climbing by almost 60%. Also of note, January is typically a slower month for border crossings.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The report also finds nearly one quarter of the January encounters were repeat crossers, indicating an increase in the number of expelled migrants attempting to get back into the U.S. to seek asylum. A settlement reached in a landmark soccer fight off the field.
The United States women's national soccer team has accepted a settlement in its equal pay class action lawsuit against the United States Soccer Federation. Revealed in court documents Tuesday, the women's national team will receive $24 million, $22 million in a lump sum, available for players to seek up to $50,000 each. And an additional $2 million will go to an account to benefit players in retirement with charities related to women's and girls' soccer. Additionally, equal pay is guaranteed for women and men, quote, in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. The players previously had sought nearly $67 million in their lawsuit. In a statement, the Players Association for the Women's National Team said, although the settlement reached today is an incredible success, much work remains to be done. Jared Max, Fox News.
A sell-off on Wall Street amid the escalating tension with Russia. The Dow's down 277 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also lower. Oil prices back over $92 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.